Hello, I'm speaking to Mark McCormick.
Yes.
Hi, this is James calling from MMA Legal. How are you today, sir? Are you okay?
I'm good.
Good to hear. Just before I continue with the call, I just need you to answer some data protection questions. Could you please confirm to me your date of birth?
17th of May, 1970.
Brilliant. And your postal address?
G75OEL.
Brilliant. And then just your email address, please, sir.
markormack@yahoo.co.uk.
Brilliant, thank you very much, sir. I'm just calling today in regards to the Scottish redress application. I just need to gather some further information from you, just
okay.
So we can collect your records from National Records Scotland. Could you please confirm your parents' names? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, sorry, would you be able to confirm your parents' names?
What's this for?
So, we've sent a subject access request to National Records Scotland to try and record some of your data. With the way their systems work, the index is set up via the person's parents' names and also their address where they was at immediately before they was entered into CER. So, I just need to get that information from you.
Right, cool. Right, it's Georgina McCormack.
Yeah, Georgina McCormack.
And Francis McCormack.
Brilliant, thank you very much. Can you remember your address when you was younger before you was put into care?
Yep.
Brilliant.
It's 79 Melbourne Avenue.
Yeah, what's the postcode?
G75 8 D U.
Sorry, the last two digits.
D for dog.
D for dog.
Yep. And U for understand.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Mark. The next time we get in contact with yourself will be in regards to your witness statement. It will just to see what day you'll be available and what time will work best for you. Is that okay?
Yep, that's cool.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for your time.
Listen, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
See when I was in prison.
Yeah.
I get put in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
Right? I get put in solitary confinement. But there was other people that get put in solitary confinement who was getting abused as well.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking about contacting them.
Yeah.
Aye. So, just so that you know, Johnny, because even though there was we were all locked up, I heard people getting tortured.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we could all hear what was happening to each other. Because we were in solitary confinement.
Yeah, that's understandable. I do. I apologise for hearing that's what you went through.
That's all right. Yeah, that's all right, mate. Hey, listen, none of that had anything to do with you.
Yeah, that's understandable.
That's cool.
But we were able to take, when it comes to like doing your witness statement, if you are in contact with anybody who was who went through the same experience at the same time as you, we can still contact them for a further witness statement.
That's known as a supportive witness statement.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Perfectly
fine.
We can discuss
it
further when we give you a call next to book
that's
you
cool.
in the witness statement. All right, Billy.
Right.
Thank you very much, Mr. McCormack.
Right.
Have a good day.
Whoa.
Oh yeah, sorry, mate.
So, you have contacted Scottish Government to get my records, my prison records.
Yeah, we were sending.
Right. Have you contacted my doctor yet?
Hold on 1 second. Is your GP under Hunter Community Health Centre?
Hunter Health Centre?
Yeah, so we've sent them a subject access request and we're just waiting on your records to be given to us.
Right, that's cool. I'm going to contact them and chase it up.
All right, brilliant, no problem.
Right, cool. Right, thanks a lot, mate. Take care.
Thank you very much, Mark. You too. Have a good day.
Bye.